Okay, so today is Tuesday. It's February 20th, and we are talking about aligning your internal team. And that's under the big umbrella of strengths. So let's actually start with a new piece called I was born for this. So I was born for this. I used to wonder, why does nobody see this? Why hasn't this already been done? Why do I want something that nobody else seems to want? Doubt, self-judgment, telling myself to be happy with what is. Yet it didn't leave me alone. And so I began to realize this is mine. My part, my vision, my love. This is why I'm here. I was born for this. My expression, my contributions, expressing and gifting what I alone can give, and often what I alone see to give. My way, unusual, precious, needed. My full expression, contributing to the whole. I was born for this. I was born for this. Yay. So in looking at aligning your internal team, Janet, it sounds like once you knew that you wanted connectedness in charge, were there other things that you noticed? Since I haven't actually read your form yet, I'm looking at it, but I'm terrible at talking and reading at the same time.
That's okay.
So kind of run me through where you're at with it.
Well, I started out by thinking that I'm kind of tired of input and learner kind of running the show sometimes, most of the time, or part
sure.
of the time at least. And then after I said that, I kind of went, well, actually, I think that maybe I've turned learner off more so already, because I've kind of been resistant to learning about new apps and different things that I need to learn about. And actually, maybe I need to learn about them, and it's not that I want to, but I should.
Okay, big difference for learner.
Yeah, and so I kind of like shut it down a little more maybe. And then I just think, you know, connectedness to me makes sense to be in charge. I think, and maybe connectedness is in charge a lot of the times when I'm kind of more in my rocking and rolling and in the flow kind of thing. Because I do see everything has to do with everything has to do with everything.
Sure.
And
is that... Go ahead.
And I think I just have more awareness of that now. Anyway. And to me, that's
oh,
kind of what
so.
This is that everything has to do with everything. And so on
and
the days where people tell me, three different people tell me the exact same thing, that I should pay attention.
Oh, yeah. There it is. And for you, is the main thing about connectedness, you're knowing that everything is connected to everything is connected to everything, or are there other aspects of connectedness, too, that are kind of present for you?
Well, in my perception of connectedness, I couldn't tell you what it actually says that it's supposed to be, but in my mind, it's also the being connected to people.
Okay. Like in a networking sense or in a friendship sense or knowing that you have a web of people around you?
Yeah, all of the above.
Okay.
I feel connectedness is like this. I've always thought that the world is like a big spider web of people that are all connected together. And so it's kind of like this spider web of people and energy and everything that connects everyone together.
Gotcha.
Kind of that, like what it was like to 7 levels of Kevin Bacon or whatever, that everybody is like within 7 people of Kevin Bacon.
Oh, right. What is that called? So 6 degrees of separation?
Yep, that's it.
Yep. Gotcha. Okay. So if you were aware that connectedness was in charge more, what would shift for you?
I think I wouldn't get so, like, caught up into one thing, you know, like, if, you know, input gets in charge and I just start, like, following the black hole of the internet, like, I'll go, is this really important right now?
Kind of
start going, what's really wise and important for this point in time?
That connectedness could do that and input doesn't make that discernment?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Or maybe connectedness would, you know, push input into making that connection.
Say that again?
Oh, I don't know even know what it didn't make sense now that I said it. You know, that connectedness would, like, help input, you know, be able to make the decision better of what's important.
Oh, maybe connectedness has a broader view.
Yeah. Connectedness might be like the big picture view.
Gotcha. Cool. Okay. And then I noticed you made a connection between activator and achiever and communication. What would you do with them?
I just think I'm ready to take more action in my life and world.
Okay.
And I think, you know, an activator gets me to do stuff, but, you know, half-assed most of the time.
As in half-complete or something else?
Both. Probably all of it. You know, like you jump in and you go, wait, what am I doing? I don't want to do this. What am I doing this for?
Okay, gotcha. Yes.
And I, you know, I don't ever accomplish anything. Though, I mean, Gina would argue with that, but, you know, it's like I've started, you know, whatever I started first thing this morning still hasn't gotten finished. But I've gotten 3 or 4 other things done besides that.
Okay. Well, did those 3 or 4 other things get finished?
Probably 90%, but they're not completely finished. So, you know,
okay.
It's kind of the whole, I mean, I think like achiever to me also kind of has a deadline. I want to accomplish this by sometime. And activators, it's like, oh, I want to do this. I may never finish it.
Oh, okay. So achiever can actually get it across the finish line.
Yeah.
Okay.
And achiever is like 8 for me now, and so I'd just like to move it up, just not very far, but just a little bit up.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And then putting activator, achiever, and communication together, what does that do for you?
Well, I start what I want to do, and then I accomplish it, and then I'm also able to tell the people who need to know about it.
Cool.
Because a lot of times I do accomplish things and then I don't ever tell anyone that I've done it.
Okay. I gotcha. So what number is communication for you?
It's 11.
Okay.
It's kind of far down, but I can see it kicking in every once in a while.
Yeah. So the way I've had people look at it is it seems like anywhere between about 12 and 15, like up to 12 or for some people up to 15, there's still actually tools in your tool belt that you're aware of you can use. And so for you, do you remember, do you have your full report there that tells you what 12, 13, 14, 15 is?
Yeah, I do. I just pulled it up.
Okay. People are usually pretty clear. Like if you look at 12 and you're like, yeah, I see me using that. So what's 12?
Intellection.
Okay. And so are you aware of being able to use intellection?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so too. And so what's 13?
Empathy.
Okay. Are you aware of being able to use empathy?
Yes. And I realized that I've my whole life I basically shut that down because I didn't know what it was or how to deal with it. So I just kind of blocked that off. And
gotcha.
Now I'm kind of letting it come back to the forefront a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm kind of playing with it to like when to let it go and when I don't want to.
Yeah. So I would imagine at 13, you can kind of moderate when you are willing to be available to it or not. And that sounds like that's what you're saying.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I had all these crazy things, you know, when people would walk into a room, I'd feel really creepy or weird or something. And I never knew what that was.
Yeah.
So I always just kind of, I don't know if I shut it off or I just kind of shoved it back down so it wasn't so noticeable.
Sure. Well, great noticing now.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say strategic is 14.
Okay. And are you aware of being able to use it?
Yeah.
Okay. I would think so. Such a great compliment to all your strategic thinking strengths.
Yeah. I think they're almost all of them are in the top 15.
That's hilarious. All right. So what's 15?
Arranger.
Okay. Are you aware of being able to use that?
Yeah, I think I use that every day. I mean, to me, arranger is like being a graphic designer.
Good point. Seriously. Yeah. Yeah, that's curious. I don't remember where arranger is, but I think it is in my top 15 also. All right. What's 16 then?
Belief.
Okay. And are you aware of being able to access belief?
Yeah. I don't know that I purposely access it, but it definitely rears its head.
Okay, great. What's 17? You're going further than anybody's ever gone before.
Developer.
Okay, are you aware of being able to use developer?
I would say no. I'm not even really sure what it is. Exactly. So.
Okay. Let's bookmark that for a second. What's after developer?
Command.
Okay. Are you aware of being able to use command?
Somewhat, I think. Yeah.
Okay. And what's after command?
Relator.
Okay. And are you aware of being able to access Relator?
Probably. I'm not really sure what it is.
Okay. So the confusing thing about Relator is people, if they just hear the word, think it's like, oh, somebody who can relate to people. And it's much more specific than that. It's about deep relationships, deep connections, preferring to be with your inner circle rather than in a large group. That's kind of the big overview of Relator.
Okay.
Does that fit for you? It's like, well, that's interesting, but
it does fit somewhat.
Okay.
I definitely have my inner people, but I also like all the other people too, so.
Yes, of course.
I would probably be pretty low there.
Well, and probably the big thing is deep with a few people. That's probably the most specific about relator.
Yeah.
So it sounds like that's not foreign to you, but it's not your natural way.
Yeah, I would say that's
true. Yeah. Okay. All right. So somewhere in there, it looks like between what number was relator? 18?
19.
19. So it looks like somewhere between 15 and 19, you still have sometimes access and, you know, that you kind of have a cutoff. What was number 15?
Arranger.
Oh, so, and you definitely were aware of that. Yeah, cool. And what was 16? Because you were aware of that too.
Belief. I think
yeah.
16 is probably where I would cut it off.
Okay, after 16. Got it. All right.
Because those other ones, I feel like I should know what they are, but I'm not sure I do. So.
Yeah. And, you know, input, you can go learn about them a bit more and see. But the fact that you don't shows that, you know, it's just kind of not in your world that much. So, but communication at 11, since you are aware of your strengths through 16, I would think with a bit of focus, you could use it much more regularly. And it also makes sense that you haven't been using it all the time because it does require some awareness. You know, it's sort of like you have
yeah.
to bring it forward. Yeah. Your top strengths are going to be operating no matter what. And they might be operating not so optimally, but they'll be operating. Whereas communication, you're kind of going to have to go get it and turn it on, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, but you can.
Yeah.
I'm aware command is, what's that?
Oh, go ahead.
Command is at 13 for me. And I am super aware that when the situation calls for it, man, I can, in an instant, I can be in that command mode and there's no messing with me. And that's the only time I use it, when it's basically to protect me or somebody else, or it's almost kind of an emergency situation and stuff has to be handled. You know, it'll just immediately kick in. But, oh, my gosh, it would exhaust me to have to run my life like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I love having it, especially since it kind of catches people unaware. You know? So it's like somebody steps across the line, man, there it is.
Yep. I've always called that the mama bear chicken. For you.
Yeah, okay.
The mama bear. I'm like, nope, your buddy's not screwing with anybody.
Yeah, exactly. So you know it too. So there you go. All right. Well, is there anything else you'd like us to do around aligning the team? And if not, we can go back and do the other one, since you said that one was a little bit more mysterious to you.
I guess I would, and I don't know if there's even an answer to this, but like if I do want to like be aware of my communication, is there some sort of a trick or a tip on how to like, oh, I need to tap into that now?
Well, I think for everybody it would be different. And knowing you, you make one of those beautiful word doodle things that you make so beautifully and put it in a prominent place. It's awareness. You know,
okay.
That you don't have to be aware of ideation or adaptability, right? You're swimming in it. You're doing it all the time.
Yeah.
But for communication, it's easy to forget it. I mean, think about it literally like a literal toolbox. If you haven't looked in your toolbox for a while, do you remember if there's a hammer there, or if you actually have a Phillips head screwdriver in there or not?
Oh, yeah.
You kind of have to go look. You like what?
I like that visual. It makes total sense to me.
Like cool.
Knowing that it's
yeah.
a toolbox.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So if you all of a sudden needed your Phillips head screwdriver every day, you'd probably leave it out somewhere visible, right?
Yeah.
So same thing. Make, and just the word communication, you know, it's enough. It's like, oh, yeah. And if you start to, wherever you decide to put it, if you start to then just see it but not see it, then do something different, move it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like if you start to not see it anymore, it's integrated. It's just that you've gotten familiar with it, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to remember to pick up the tool and use it. Especially since it sounds like it's a little bit of a stretch for you. Does that feel true?
Sometimes, not always.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, and that's the other thing. If you, like, say, just pick a number of percentage. Like, what percentage of the time do you think you do naturally use communication right now?
I would probably say 50 to 60%.
Okay. So what would it take to get to some kind of tipping point where if you're using it enough, then it probably is integrated, right? So would that be, I don't know, 70, 80, 90%, something like that?
I'd probably say 80.
Okay. Yeah. So then you're just working toward getting it from 50 or 60 to 80. And then you probably don't need the prompt. What's that?
Yeah, so which doesn't seem like a very big stretch at the moment, but.
Mm-mm. Well, see, if you're really using it 50% of the time, that means half the days you use it some, or in half your projects, you know, however it is. And then to do that half again as much, it's like, oh, most days I'm using it, or sometime in the day I'm using it. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. So
cool. Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of like the difference between inside voices and outside voices. So.
What do you mean?
That it's all inside my head.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Oh, right. So you have to actually speak the words out loud. Yes, indeed.
On the other one, I was just trying to figure out, like, how to, like, I don't, it's, and I guess it's kind of the same thing as, like, you know, like, being able to use input and not use input when I want to. So it's kind of the turning on and turning off, kind of putting them back into the toolbox if I don't really want them that day.
Gotcha.
So kind of that toolbox thing just kind of made that all come into clearly, made more clear for me.
Do you feel like you could put input in the toolbox and not use it?
I think it'd be hard.
Yeah. You kind of broke up. Say that again.
I was going to say, yeah, but I think, because partly, I mean, it's not just the bringing in the information. It's been like wanting to pull it up and give it to somebody. So that would be the hard thing to not do.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not sure I would try and put your top five strengths in your toolbox and put them away, because they're different than the 6 to 10, or the, in your case, the 6 to 16. And I don't think the cutoff between 5 and 6 is a magic number. You know, it could be that your top 7 strengths are really the ones that you're swimming in, and then 8 through 16, for you specifically, right, are your tools, and then beyond 16, they're not really relevant. So for you to discern if it really is 1 through 5, or it's 1 through 6, 7, 8, whatever it is, those are going to be operating. So with them, it's a little different. You calibrate them, right? You either make them the right amount, so it's not overuse or underuse, or you make them more mature or more actualized, as opposed to more immature or raw. Does that
okay.
do both of those make sense.
Yeah. So they're kind of not as just like kind of instinctually kind of out of control.
Thank you. We could use activator for that, right? That activator to get us going on a dream is amazing, or activator to activate other people to do things that make their life better. That's wonderful. That's a very mature use of activator. Just all willy-nilly standing at the stoplight, pushing that button repeatedly because we can't not. You know? And I still let myself, it's just like way too hard to make myself stop. But, you know, the other thing of just important things, immediately trying to do them when it's like, wait a minute, do I want to take a breath here first and see if this is really what I want to activate?
Yeah. Which is kind of the maturity part of it, I guess, you know. You
exactly. Yes. Yeah.
And I guess that's kind of why I see connectedness, too, is kind of more a more mature, stagey kind of thing. So it's kind of like it sees the bigger picture and sees the connections, and it's more willing to, like, be wise about things.
By nature. I agree. I agree. That's what's so fascinating to me. I really don't think there's an immature or raw use of connectedness. And I could be wrong. And, you know, I'll keep asking people who have it to see what they think. But I don't think that's true of most strengths.
I mean, I guess maybe if you had, you saw how everything was connected and it, you couldn't do anything because everything, if you move one way, it would affect everything in a different way. Maybe, I don't know, like you could ask all the connections. But
that's
me,
that's never been an issue for me ever, has it for you?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
I would just think what it's like if you were totally on steroid, if everything had to be connected to everything. Every point in time.
You're so funny. This is like input or ideation. I'm like, what? Why are we talking about this? until we find a real person that it's really happening with, I have no interest. But you have an interest. It's like, well, let's think about this. Let's extrapolate this. What if this? That's amazing.
It's kind of like pushing it to the total max extreme or something.
Yeah, no. Well, and I get what you're saying conceptually, but I have yet to talk to a real person that that's happened for.
I think that it'd be really hard to have that. I mean, maybe if you had connectedness and deliberator and the ones that are all those, like, really, really thinking, long-time thinking strengths, it might be hard.
The perfect storm of connectedness, analytical, deliberative, responsibility and
maximizer.
Oh my gosh. Okay, sure. I haven't met that person. Have you?
No, they probably can't leave their house.
right. Exactly. And they haven't called either one of us. Probably takes them a long time to pick up the phone too.
Yep.
You're hilarious. You have just demonstrated the rabbit trail of, is this ideation or input or both?
I think it's
ideation.
Both.
Really? Okay. Hilarious.
That's funny.
No kidding.
Otherwise, no, I would never think that connectedness has a bad side, but.
Right? You just made up one. But if you meet that real,
I don't know if anybody's going to ever meet him, though, because I don't think they can ever leave their house.
Right. Well, if you do, give them my phone number right away so we can interview them.
All right. That would be great.
Okay. Until then, we'll just say we don't know of anybody who has a downside to connectedness. All right. Well, we have 5 whole minutes. So what was it about developing your strengths? That's interesting that you don't know what developer is and you weren't really sure about growing and developing your strengths. Is that what you were saying about the focus for last week?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So can you give me a specific example?
Well, I felt like, I don't know, the developing and growing them. I mean, it makes kind of more sense now that they are, like, to make them more mature. But then I was like, well, how do I change them? Or, you know, if I decide that I want to do with this with them, how am I going to know that's the right thing to do? I don't know. It's kind of a weird.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, it was a weird what?
It was like this, it'd be like a weird, like, rabbit hole to go down or something. It was like, you know, like, it makes more sense to me, like, with input, like, I can't really turn it on and off, but I guess I could make it more focused.
Yeah. And so, you know, in what area of your life or what area of your business would you actually like to gather the information and then catalog it and share it? Like, you could make a whole business out of that. You could make money just with input, right? If you could determine what to curate and then how to make it easy so you could share it with people, right? You can make it a subscription thing. So that would be one way to develop it.
Okay.
So given that, when you think about your other strengths, is there another one you'd want us to look at where you were like, I don't really know what to do with this?
I mean, I guess ideation. I know, I mean, to me, there's not a lot of downside to ideation either, but but I can see how sometimes, you know, like I can never choose. Like what to do.
Oh,
you know, I have all the ideas, but I can't choose which one to do.
Sure. So that there would be a downside, right? Because now, again, probably immature use of ideation is more and more and more and more. So it's like almost being a hoarder, right? There's always this incoming but never outflowing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So with that, I know you wrote down the ability to use the ideas for good, not evil. So that's swell, right?
I couldn't figure out how to say what I wanted to say.
Is there another way you would say it now that we're talking about it?
I mean, I think it would be, you know, like, yeah, the kind of the idea to be able to choose some or a few to actually do something with instead of just letting them all be these ideas floating around in my head all the time.
Yeah, yeah. And so you could put some structure around that if you wanted to. You know, like you don't really have any structure strengths in your top strengths. And so maybe in your next strengths, you know, the ones that are the tools, you could bring a little structure to it and play with it a bit.
Okay.
But see, again, I think it's about awareness now. Like, if you're aware with the 6 to 16 or whatever your exact number is, if you're aware you have those in your toolbox, you can pull them out and use them. With your top strengths, if you're aware now a little bit more of the raw to mastered or the immature to mature. So for ideation, a more mastered way is that some of the ideas come to fruition and, you know, perhaps the good ones, not the evil ones, right? So there, right? I mean, that gives you a whole new focus.
Yeah.
Now, exactly how you do that is a little trickier because you don't have a ton of implementing strengths, but you do have achiever and you have activator to get it started and you have achiever to finish it. So, you know, maybe achiever would say, well, once a week I'm going to work on an idea. And if the next week it still feels like it's wanting to be developed more, I'm going to work on it. And if I've worked on it 3 weeks in a row, then I'm going to bring it to fruition, whatever that means. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So just kind of holding it lightly, but playing around with it a little bit. Because basically your top strengths are where your genius lies, and that's what we're going to work with next month. But still, you see, you're never going to realize, and I don't mean you specifically, nobody is going to realize their genius if all their top strengths stay in the raw or immature realm, right?
Yeah, that.
And then you have these, yeah, and then you have these other tools, the 6 to 10, 6 to 12, 6 to 16, that you could use to help. But again, if you never remember to use them, or, you know, you're not using them in a way that is very effective, that's not going to do it either. So there's a lot of variables. And I think, honestly, the key is awareness. And these worksheets continue to surprise me, because I've told you guys before, the worksheets come out and then later I fill them out myself. Like, I'm the first student, you know, that
yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to say. And so it was shocking to me how easy it was for me to say what I'd like each of them to do. You know, maximizer, my number one strength, drives me crazy a lot, trying to maximize things that aren't in my control to maximize, that I could get too perfectionistic and take it way too far, you know. And so just easy as could be, it came out that I wanted to maximize the impact of my writing more. And it's like, oh, well, that's doable. Like, it affects the way I write, and then it affects maybe where I put the writing out, you know, like, it's pretty specific.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't even aware of that as a possibility until I wrote, until I created the worksheet and then did the work myself, you know, filled out the worksheet. So awareness, like, just continuing to play with these and remembering that for the top strengths, it's about moving them more from the immature raw end to the mastered mature end. And for the tool strengths, it's more about just remembering to use them and when to use them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really easy for me to see why people get lackadaisical about their strengths. Like, even as much time as you and I have spent with them, it's kind of easy to just take them for granted. And
that's
then we
true.
Sort of lose the power of them, you know?
Well, and I think when you take them for granted, then the raw part kind of takes over again.
That's probably true. I hadn't thought of it like that. But yeah, it's kind of just like they're going to be operating. So now they've sort of just dialed it back down to, like, easiest thing to do, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll just stand here and push this button until the light changes. Great, I got the light to change. Really? Come on. Activator, think higher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that is, like, the awareness and keeping them kind of in front of you and knowing that they're working and kind of, yeah, and even, like, when I can see myself, like, oh, I just, you know, let Activator totally control my life yesterday.
Yes. Yes. Not necessarily in the way you had in mind.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, this is great. I'm so glad we were able to do a little bit with both of these, because honestly, the deeper we dig into it, the more I see, like, until we really clarified about the toolbox, because you were starting to put your top ones in the toolbox, and it's like, yeah, good luck to you trying to stop input. Get in that box. No, get in that box again. So I didn't really realize we really actually do have to have a different way of approaching the top strengths and then the next ones that are the tools. I didn't even really realize that until we're talking about it now.
Yeah, but it makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Yeah, and I knew both things, I just didn't connect them until you were wanting to, you know, when you were wanting to put them all in the toolbox. I'm like, wait, I don't think that's going to work. But if it does, you know, let me know. Try that for the next week.
Like, yeah, you're sitting on a trunk with an elephant in it that you're trying to keep it in.
Right? Yeah. No, you're staying in there. No. Wait, I have to get reinforcements. As soon as you go away, the elephant gets out.
Yep.
Yeah. Nice analogy. All right. Well, let's wrap up. And I think we'll just wrap up with a little piece of the I was born for this prayer. What jumps out? Oh, what jumps out is my own expression, my own contributions, expressing and gifting what I alone can give, being aware of my way, unusual, precious, needed, contributing to the whole. Yeah. You're going to do it the way you're going to do it. I'm going to do it the way I'm going to do it. Nobody else can do that.
Yay.
Yay. All right. So we're not meeting next week, and then the week after we'll get into genius. So thanks for showing up.
Sure. I enjoy it. So.
Yay. Me too.
I like-
what'd you say?
I don't know. I forgot. I lost track of what I was going to say.
Okay. No worries. All right.
Thank
well,
you.
See you in a couple of weeks. You're welcome. Absolutely. Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.